ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება, მეხუთე ვარიანტი.
You will see the questions on the monitor. Please do the tasks while listening. If you don't hear the recording well, please raise your hand now. Task 1. Listen to the text and for each question mark the correct answer A, B, C or D. You now have 40 seconds to look through the task. You will then hear the recording twice.
Hello, everybody. I'm Carla Bell, a professional ghost hunter. Yes, a ghost hunter. It's amazing, isn't it? People think it's an unusual profession, but I don't think so. My job is an ordinary one, like a plumber's or an electrician's job. I grew up loving ghost stories, and my mom loved telling them. When I was 8 years old, my grandmother died, and my family moved into her house. At night, I started to hear all sorts of strange noises. I told my parents, but they didn't believe me. They thought I was imagining things, but I knew it was ghosts. So, you could say I started ghost hunting whenever I walked around the house alone at night. We ghost hunters use audio recorders, cameras, and electromagnetic devices to find whether or not the ghosts are there. We greatly differ from so-called mediums. Mediums are the people who have the gift to communicate with dead people. Unlike a medium, I don't have any special powers. But what you need to have is an open mind and to be adventurous. My clients are people who are concerned that they are going insane because they are hearing or seeing strange things in their homes. However, I also often get phone calls from grieving people who want to communicate with their lost ones. But I have to say no to them, as that's not what I do. Once I enter the house, whether it is in the city or a faraway village, I can tell you whether I'll find some paranormal activity or not. I can tell it by a strange feeling I have, something that can't be compared with anything. I feel uneasiness and curiosity at the same time. However, the most effective method to become sure that there is a ghost in the house is to have some sort of proof. So we take photographs, record voice, and make measurements. I always go to the site together with my team. Though I am not afraid of ghosts, there have been many occasions where I was very scared. I mean, there was one time when I was with my team and my colleague's camera stopped working. My camera was still functioning, so I took a picture of my colleague so that we could find out whether it was ghosts causing the problem with the camera. When we looked at the pictures later, we could see three ghosts attacking the camera around my colleague's neck. We didn't know what was happening when we took the picture, but it was still very scary. I have to admit that I understand why people with more scientific minds think that ghost hunting is nonsense, that there is no evidence to support what we do. But now, with better technology, we're able to collect a lot more data and supporting evidence with our conclusions. However, I realize that some scientists are still not convinced by that. But if they're not pleased with the data, I'd like to invite them on a ghost hunt and see how they will explain furniture flying across a room. Frankly speaking, I am no different from a plumber or an electrician. When someone has a problem at their home, they call me. And I respond right away with the necessary tools and knowledge to solve their problem. Hello, everybody. I'm Carla Bell, a professional ghost hunter. Yes, a ghost hunter. It's amazing, isn't it? People think it's an unusual profession, but I don't think so. My job is an ordinary one, like a plumber's or an electrician's job. I grew up loving ghost stories, and my mom loved telling them. When I was 8 years old, my grandmother died and my family moved into her house. At night, I started to hear all sorts of strange noises. I told my parents, but they didn't believe me. They thought I was imagining things, but I knew it was ghosts. So, you could say I started ghost hunting whenever I walked around the house alone at night. We ghost hunters use audio recorders, cameras, and electromagnetic devices to find whether or not the ghosts are there. We greatly differ from so-called mediums. Mediums are the people who have the gift to communicate with dead people. Unlike a medium, I don't have any special powers. But what you need to have is an open mind and to be adventurous. My clients are people who are concerned that they are going insane because they are hearing or seeing strange things in their homes. However, I also often get phone calls from grieving people who want to communicate with their lost ones, but I have to say no to them, as that's not what I do. Once I enter the house, whether it is in the city or a faraway village, I can tell you whether I'll find some paranormal activity or not. I can tell it by a strange feeling I have, something that can't be compared with anything. I feel uneasiness and curiosity at the same time. However, the most effective method to become sure that there is a ghost in the house is to have some sort of proof. So we take photographs, record voice, and make measurements. I always go to the site together with my team. Though I am not afraid of ghosts, there have been many occasions where I was very scared. I mean, there was one time when I was with my team and my colleague's camera stopped working. My camera was still functioning, so I took a picture of my colleague so that we could find out whether it was ghosts causing the problem with the camera. When we looked at the pictures later, we could see three ghosts attacking the camera around my colleague's neck. We didn't know what was happening when we took the picture, but it was still very scary. I have to admit that I understand why people with more scientific minds think that ghost hunting is nonsense, that there is no evidence to support what we do. But now, with better technology, we're able to collect a lot more data and supporting evidence with our conclusions. However, I realize that some scientists are still not convinced by that. But if they're not pleased with the data, I'd like to invite them on a ghost hunt and see how they will explain furniture flying across a room. Frankly speaking, I am no different from a plumber or an electrician. When someone has a problem at their home, they call me, and I respond right away with the necessary tools and knowledge to solve their problem.
This is the end of the listening task.
Musmenis davaleba dasrulebulia.